wearing his beard.
Donald Trump, still a patient Sunday at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center, where he is being treated for the coronavirus. His main doctor says that the medical team treating him is cautiously optimistic, but also notes that the president is not yet out of the woods. The latest assessment came from Navy Commander Dr. Sean Conley. Medical experts say the disease caused by the virus COVID-19 can become more dangerous as the body responds to the infection over time. In a video Saturday from his hospital quarters, Trump said he is feeling better and hopes to be back soon. Meantime, the White House is tracing a flurry of new infections among close Trump aides and allies. Attention is focused in particular on a September 26 White House event introducing Trump's Supreme Court nominee, Amy Coney Barrett. There's a court vacancy now following the death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. At this event, more than 150 people gathered in the White House Rose Garden, mingling, hugging, and shaking hands, mostly without masks. Among those who attended and have now tested positive are former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, former White House Counselor Kellyanne Conway, and two Republican senators. Well, while Mr. Trump is in the hospital, First Lady Melania remained at the White House to recover from her own bout with the virus. In that video Trump released, he said that his wife was handling her situation very nicely, joking that she is just a little tiny bit younger. In fact, she is 24 years younger than the president. Melania Trump celebrated her 50th birthday this year. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has shortened his scheduled trip to Asia after President Trump's positive COVID-19 test. Pompeo is fourth in line to succeed the president, behind Vice President Mike Pence and